In this video, we are going to talk about one of the most important parts of building a healthy licensed chaplain practice. You must be clear about what your chaplain practice does and what it does not do. That may sound simple, but this is where many ministries become confusing. A chaplain has a caring heart, sees many needs, and wants to help. That is beautiful. But if the ministry is never clearly defined, people do not know what to expect, leaders do not know how to oversee it, and the chaplain may slowly drift into roles that were never meant to be part of the practice. A clear chaplain practice is not cold. It is not unspiritual. It is wise. A clear ministry scope protects people, strengthens trust, and helps the chaplain serve with confidence. So what does a chaplain practice usually do? A chaplain practice offers organized Christian spiritual care. That may include prayer, listening, encouragement, scripture support when welcomed, visitation, presence in crisis, follow-up care, spiritual conversation, referral-aware support, and compassionate connection to a church, soul center, or trusted ministry pathway. A chaplain practice may also provide care during transitions, grief, isolation, family stress, medical hardship, community crisis, recovery support, or a specialized ministry setting such as hospital, veterans, police, sports, or nursing home service. But even though a chaplain practice offers real care, it must not try to become everything. A chaplain practice does not replace the local church, it does not replace pastors, it does not replace licensed counselors, it does not replace medical professionals, it does not replace legal guidance, it does not exist to control people's lives, and it does not give the chaplain permission to step outside healthy boundaries in the name of compassion. This is why writing down your purpose and scope matters. You should be able to answer simple questions like these. What kind of spiritual care are we offering? Who are we trying to serve? In what setting or community do we serve? What kinds of needs are appropriate for this ministry? What kinds of needs require referral? Who oversees this practice? How does this ministry connect to a church or soul center? If those questions cannot be answered clearly, the ministry may feel sincere, but it is still not clearly formed. Think of it this way. A chaplain practice is not just a caring personality. It is an organized ministry expression. For example, a chaplain practice might say, "We provide Christian spiritual care, encouragement, prayer, and follow-up support for older adults and families connected to our church and local care facilities." Or this soul center-based chaplain practice offers spiritual support, listening, prayer, and referral-aware care for people facing crisis, loneliness, or life transition in our community. Those statements are clear. They tell people what the ministry is for. Now, here is what often causes harm. A chaplain says yes to every need. The ministry has no written purpose. Nobody knows the boundaries. The chaplain starts acting like a therapist, case manager, pastor, or crisis authority in every situation, and confusion begins. That confusion can exhaust the chaplain, weaken accountability, and make the ministry harder to trust. Ministry Sciences helps us see that clarity is part of care. People are not helped when a ministry is vague. People are helped when a ministry is understandable, steady, and safe. The organic human's perspective also reminds us that people are embodied souls. That means spiritual care should honor the whole person without pretending the chaplain is the answer to every part of that person's life. Your role is to offer real presence, real care, and real ministry, but within a clear calling. So as you build your licensed chaplain practice, remember this. A healthy chaplain practice knows its purpose. It knows its limits. It knows how to serve. And it knows when to refer. That kind of clarity does not weaken ministry. It makes ministry stronger.